Okay, today's daf.
Daf lamed vav. Nistak, nikev. In the next cases that we had in the Mishnah is an etrog that has a crack in it or a hole in it. So tonli ula barchanina. By the way, these two are trefas. The case that we had yesterday, we compare it to a iglit, a gluda is a trefa, or we compare it to a re'ah, a re'ah that was now turned into a hina sumka because it also had its outside membrane healed. Nistak, nikev are simonim of trefas also in a behema. And by the way, as well, the Gemara in Chulad asked noilad, well, we'll see here, noilad la esrik simone trefas, which we're getting to today. So the two sugis are very fundamentally connected. The connection, you have to read patterns in time on Purim.
So,
no, but you can read it. Tony Ula Bar Chanina. Nikev nekev mefulash b'mashu v'she'eno mefulash b'keiser. If you have a hole that goes straight through the etrog, so then the tiniest hole would be, even though it wasn't chaser, Rashi learns, would be b'mashu, that's already possible because it goes all the way through. There are those who learn that mefulash does not necessarily have to go all the way through from one side to the other, but that once it punctures, exactly, that's what we were doing to check, once it reaches the seed compartment, that's considered to be all the way through. So Mamela, it comes up often, David had picked out we actually had this, yeah, in which you have this problem very often in the Teimani Etrogim. The Teimani Etrogim that don't have pitums have a hole where the pitum was. Sometimes that hole goes all the way down the seed compartment. If it goes down the seed compartment, then it would have it in a nikev, according to this chumra.
So we're talking about specifically there and not just like inside.
Well, these are nice pictures, by the way. This is, all right, if I could interrupt here. But the she'eno mefulash.
Not only there, that's an example.
Yeah, not only there, of course. She'eno mefulash b'ki'isar. If it doesn't go all the way through, then, if it's so wide, that it's as wide as an iser coin, so then it would be poso, even though it's not chazer. That's how Rashi learns, the Ravid learns, that he's not arguing on the din that nikev is kosher under any and all circumstances. He's talking about a case where it was chazer mashu as well. So he's giving now dinim in a nikuv that has some element of chisar.
How much is an iser in the...
And we don't know. We don't know exactly what an iser is because of that, the shear, then nobody wants to give a shear.
Maybe they know. Yeah.
Hmm? No, they know.
They know.
They don't know what a pill show is.
Why
isn't that the
recognized? Maybe it is. I don't know. The place can bring the, we're not the key. The shear of it is, or it could be nowadays. No, know.
We might be today. Though.
Could be. Well, what is the recognized iser? Because an iser is in Barney. Yes, Nate.
They used to carry them around.
It's about both sides. Nickel, dime, penny, quarter. Oh, come on, Barney.
I think it's closer to a quarter.
Okay. Boy, Rob. No, do be etrog simanei trefa mal. What would be the din if an esrog gets simonim of trefas, like an animal? What would be the din? Maika mi boile. What's the case? Nikla. We had nikla already. Nistak. We had nistak already. Nistak is a trefa where, let's say, the esophagus has, or the trachea has a slit that goes, in the case of the trachea, the esophagus even a hole possible. If it goes all the way from the top to the bottom, you don't have the... Okay. So, oh boy. He's putting himself online with a knife. I'm holding the khalif, and he's sitting. Oh boy. That's three. That's three.
Am I right?
Where do you go?
I don't have to go with you. So we had the case of Nistak. We had the case of Niklav. Nikav, which would be in the esophagus. We had the case of Nikav. So what are you asking me? No. We're asking, we have a shaila in Trefas that was raised by Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Reya shenishpacha kekiton. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying that a reya that has become liquefied, when you hold it, you can turn it from side to side, and it's slushing around, that it's kosher. Yomar Rava v'hu dekaima sipuna. This is only if the bronchi survive, so then it would be kosher. But that means holo kaime sipuna trefat. The etrog would have a similar situation where the seed compartments, which we would view as the essential chias of the etrog, they would be the equivalent of the bronchi. So now that would be the shayla. What would be the halakha over here?
How do we know? How do we aware of them?
We'd have to figure it out. We'd have to feel whether it goes in or not. I mean, by the ray of the simon, we'd have to figure it out. So, what would be the din over here? Maybe over there, the reason that we say that if the simhunai are kayamim, then the lung can heal, because after all, inside of the body, it's basically protected from too much exposure, and it'll work itself out. Mashenkin by the etrog. The etrog is exposed to all types of things. It's outside in the open air, and therefore it's not going to. It's sholik ba'avira, and you can't rely on the fact that it's going to recover. On the contrary, it will be seruche masracha. It's likely to continue to decay and have the seed compartment to decay as well, in which case we should view it already as being hopeless. It's no longer kosher etrog. Oh, Dilma Loshna? There's money in this. Ultrasound for etrogim.
Without looking inside. If you can see
ultrasound. This is amazing.
25 shekel checks. We give you a result. We give you a readout.
These are the simpune.
This is not time of one.
Yeah, there it's decay. The simpune is also. Wow.
How dare you find Esod Misafek?
You're 100% right.
If you can spend 25 shekels and know for sure.
You're right.
You see, but no share, no charge.
Abba, this is turning into a major. First, our little kit looks just like this. Yeah, nice little kit. Great little kit. Okay. Tashma, let's see if we could bring a raya. So this question that we have, of Noldu Simonic Trefus, of an etrog that's Nishbach Kikiton, where the Zroim are still Mikaimot, let's see if we could figure out from the following. Etrog, tafua, swollen, sorua, rotted. And we're going to have to explain what the difference is between those two. Kavush, you kept your etrog in vinegar. Or basically in any pickled etrog. Vinegar, honey, brine, chardal, rashi brings. Shaluk, that's right. Shaluk, it's boiled. That comes along the question, and what about frozen? Because lamaise, you have a beautiful etrog, you put it in your freezer. Take it out next year. Does that have been in one of these? This is one of the big shilas in the play. Oh, absolutely.
Because you can really do it?
Yes, indeed. You can really do it. The shila, I'll tell you why. Because the shila is that many such cases, they look wonderful when you take them out. And within a day or two, they end up rotting inside. Because generally, the freezing process breaks the cellular membrane. And because of that, the poskim taina, that means that basically, even though we didn't see it, it was already has the same din as sarua. Because it's already not the esrog. You can't even use it while it's so good.
We know that it's
however, it happens very often. Reb Meisha's, the way Reb Meisha puts it is, you have to be better than Matthias. If Matthias says that it's a good esrog, what's wrong if it was frozen? If, there we go.
No, I think esrog
combined with like special, nitrogen freezing.
That is
esrog. Instantaneous. It's a program with a guarantee. Absolutely. Bring your etrog back to life. While you reserve a place for your own body, you can keep using the etrog. Abba, I'm telling you, this is the wave of the future. No, but the truth is we don't even have to do it. We only have to threaten and then get the money from the mafia. In order not to do it.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It's like those mythical engines, you know, that use 1 gallon of gasoline per 1,000 miles. But of course, the...
But can you use it and put it back in the freezer?
No. That makes it worse. But they did have a case where they kept it in a refrigerator. Actually, it's interesting. Some of the modern postgame. There's no shiloh. Because it doesn't freeze. If lamaise, it stays at day. It would be perfectly good. It doesn't freeze. Although, there's a problem over there that is raised by one of the Pesachim about the condensation in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. So if there's constantly condensation, then it would have a din of kovush, because it's always inside the water. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure that it's inside of a plastic thing, that it doesn't have condensation on it. But otherwise, it would be okay. Yeah.
Apples are all year in the refrigerator.
Did they? Yeah.
That's how
they store them. Yeah.
That's why you can get them all year round.
Lulav. Oh, listen to this, because this is no gay. I'll look at the mice too. Okay.
Somebody stored thousands of lulavs, and they gave the army the altar and rock.
Interesting. He stored it in not by freezing, but by freezing. Interesting.
We ended up supplying 300 sets.
Wow.
The only kosher sets.
Wow. But there is a fascinating Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer brings that they are Noyeg, where he lived, that they were Noyeg, that the Lulavim that were kept inside of water during Shabbat, over Shabbat, when you weren't going to use your Lulav, they would take them out before the end of the day, that they shouldn't be 24 hours in the water, because then the Lulav would be kabush. A lot of Peskip Tanah, where does it say a Lulav kabush is possible? Right? This would be exactly this same type of issue over here. It's worse because one becomes a ruach completely.
He's taking it up before Shabbat is out.
Take it out before Shabbat is out. That way it wasn't in 24 hours. He says, you can use it for that. That's what the Shiloh was.
For the next day, and it's Mukta. And where does that
have to go?
Beautiful.
A decoration.
You supply the fish.
Listen to this. This is another thing.
The guy saw the kosher this morning at a beautiful green ulah. So often we get it. Somebody cuts them before they go, they dry out. Freeze them. And then unfreeze themselves.
I'd like to see it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see how it lasts. We keep up with the guy. That's a very interesting idea. Okay, so anyway, we've raised a lot of fascinating issues over here. Right?
Is just water?
Even it doesn't really. If it's 24 hours, then it's a liquid. If it's covered with salt and vinegar, then as long as it would take to cook it. Okay, now, let's continue. So Lechora, says the Gemara, Lechora, we have over here a raya to our case. But before, we're still in the middle of our braita. We're up to Kushi. If you have a black etrog, Lavan, Uminumar, Pasul. Some, by the way, learn Minumar. Is even kosher maro, but different, which would be terrible because that would mean that that esrog was partially yellow, partially green, and they're just like spotted around them. They're called minumar esrogim. That would be a terrible chumra. Very common, very common. Etrog kikadur, and an etrog is an amazing daf because on this daf we have a raya that women's basketball team is actually the way to go. Because Tosfos brings a raya over here that a kadur is that which girls like to throw back and forth. Nowadays, we look at that's a men's game. No. In the time of the Gemara, that's a leather ball. There you go. You've got your soccer ball, your American football, and it has to be done by women. That's the minig of the bunnies. What an amazing Gemara. Because he brings the Yerushalmi. Yeah, he brings, I don't think Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. Tosfos just brings, but there's a Yerushalmi. He doesn't bring Yerushalmi. No, he doesn't bring. But there is your Yerushalmi. But it's Misachim. Tosfos is just the words. He had a girsa, not only kadur, but kadud. It looks like a dud, which is like a round, but more cylindrical thing. Okay.
Lavan meaning pale or mamash?
White, mamash. No.
No,
there has to be mamish white. Okay, let's continue anyway, because we're still in the middle of our raya. The Yesh Omrim, some say Af Hatiyum, even a Siamese twin etrog, which is interesting. There are pictures. He's got a picture right here. That's a cute one. That you can't deny. That's a Kuv Peyalet. So there you go. You have a Siamese twin etrog, a double etrog. Is also kosher. Some say that the Tiyum is possible. Etrog HaBoser. Now Rashi learns that Boser means the shear of Boser that we have elsewhere, which is Kapol Lavan. My Boser Kapol Lavan, as we had a number of times. Tosfos says that makes no sense here at all, because then we have two completely different sugyas. Our machlok is about the shear of Ke'egoz or Kebetza that we had earlier. And now a new question about Boser, which is a shail of immaturity as opposed to Kapol Lavan, a question of whether it's roy for Zriya, sexual maturity. Here over here, the question is whether whether it's considered to be a complete fruit, which is a partial way that you learn it before. Although Tosfos says even before in Lamed Aleph that some learn over there, it's also because it's not mature enough to have children. It can't be Zareya. Okay, but we'll see. But it can't be, says Tosfos, all of a sudden we're changing the shear. The egg goes in the kebeta, becomes now a shear of Kapol Lavan. This Kapol Lavan was a shear of the boser, literal boser, of grapes, not of something that is compared to the time of boser of the grape, which is the early growth of the grape. So therefore, ooh, that was a warning. Yeah. Okay, so therefore, Boser, the question would be dependent, according to Tosfos, on the prorated size of the fully mature Esser to that particular one as a Boser. But certainly it's not the Pola Lavan, and we're certainly talking about where it reaches the shear in terms of the din of Esser per se. But for this Esser, it would be the equivalent of Boser, because compared to its ultimate size, it's still very immature. How about HaBoser? So Rabbi Akiva Posel, V'chachamim Machshirim. Gidlo bitfus, as Rashi says, forma. If you put it inside of a form, and asa'o kemin briyat acheret, we had in our mission, you make it now in the shape of something else, it's possible. All right, but now we'll get back to these details, but for our purposes, does it not say tafuach saruach? What's tafuach v'saruach? My love. Tafuach means it's swollen, mibachutz. Saruach means it's rotted inside. Generally, rot swells, but we call it tafuach where there's something on the outside. Saruach was a something in the inside, which means that the etrog that would be nishbach on the inside, it's rotted inside. So therefore, would be included under Zaruach. No, not necessarily, says the Gemara. Could be that both of them are mibachutz. You can have something that is swollen, not because of decay. And you could have something that's decayed, but isn't swollen. Rashi says maybe it's not decayed. That's too lashonis. But maybe it's not decayed because of bacterial reaction, but rather it's Zaruach. It smells bad because it has parasites in it, worms, and it hasn't necessarily swelled up, but it just stinks. So it may have decayed, or it may have deposited in parasites. So we have no raya to the nishvakas ikititam. Etrog kushi pasul. Getting back to the case of the etrog kushi, my question is like this. Doesn't it say vatanya kushi itself is kasher, but domela kushi is pasul? So how do you explain the kushi kasher? And here it says kushi is pasul. Omer abay kitranami Masnisin Dome Lakushi. So Rashi's job is like this. Dome Lakushi means that it's counterfeit. It's a nidme. A nidme, so to speak, means, as we use the word in a different way, it means that it's not an accurate representation of the fruit, but rather it's a mutation. The fruit in this location does not grow like that, and therefore it's a nidme. A nidme is possible. We had sugyas other lagabi the mizbeach. A nidme is not kosher, even though it's a perfectly normal birth of its own and so on. But it looks like something else.
What's the color? Is it black or is
it
something
else? Right now it's black, but it's black not because this species generally has a genetic variation of black. But if it's truly an etrog akushi, meaning it grew in kush, the kushi etrogim, the norm is that they have variants that are black. And therefore, there it's not an idma. That's Rashi's chat. Doesn't mean, but you know, I mean, that's it.
So it would be kosher? So kushi would be kosher.
So there, kushi, if it's a real kushi, so then it's not an idma.
It's kosher.
Then it's kosher. Whereas Rava says, so there, dima de kushna. Rava amar lo kasha, alan valahu. The Mishnah indeed may be saying that a kushi is possible, but that could be because they're talking about people in Eretz Yisrael. People in Eretz Yisrael do not normally come across a esrog that is black. So for them, it would be possible because to them, it's not a normal mara of an etrog. Masha'enkein, to Bava, where they're near Kush. So then, if it's a true etrog akushi, and not a mutation, not an etrog, Rav is not arguing an original shot. He's just saying that even if it's a true etrog akushi, it would still be possible in a makim that is in Rogil to use that etrog. Which introduces a completely beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So now we get into the black is beautiful issue in Eretz Yisrael.
Isn't
Kush
Ethiopia, Kenya?
Isn't
Kush Ethiopia, Kenya?
Maybe it's Hindu Kush.
Now, Hodu or Kush isn't very fun.
If that's how you learn. That's not what we call Kush. It's actually inverted. Oh. Hindu Kush is India. Mm-hmm. So
Rabbi, have you ever seen the black?
Yeah, but they're iffy. they don't look healthy. No, they look like something's wrong with them. I've never seen a black healthy looking Ezra. Maybe there's, you know, maybe English such a thing.
I didn't know.
Some of my best is broken
blood. Well, look, I mean, according to the Man Yomar, that she never existed, but that was the name of the Malvas. I mean, it's certainly fine. So Lokash Alan Valahu. By the way, there's completely different approaches in the Rif and the Rambam to Kush and Doma Lakush. So that the Doma Lakush, Doma Lakush would mean that it isn't really black. It's just like it has shades of black. It's not really an Etrog Akushi. Whereas if it's truly Kikku, it's like a Kushi, then it's okay. Because that's one of the Mara of Esrog. Rav Amar Lokasha Alan Valahu. They also read the same. But if Rav is going back, taking even into consideration, your Pshat is still not mean of where. Etrog Abos, Rabbi Akiva, Omar, yeah. Halan Valahu means it's a function of where it's taken, not where it's grown. Whereas according to Rashi, it's a function of both where it's taken and where it's grown. A libid of Rava, which had the Mishnah Berurah, is indeed a makkah. Even according to the Rambam, he puts in that it's a function of both, which is not so powerful. Okay. Omar Rab, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Davarecha. Rabbi Akiva, who feels that Boser is not suited for Netrog, is basically the same sheet as Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva, what we just said, what Rabbi Shimon are you referring to? Rabbi Shimon Mai. Rabbi Shimon, we're talking about the Mishnah, the Tznan, Rabbi Shimon poter et etrogim bekotnan. So over there, Rabbi Shimon says that if you have now a small etrog, so then you're not mechuyev yet for meiser, because it's not considered to be complete. So therefore, it seems to be the same thing. You know, it's not a complete etrog. It's not a complete etrog. You're jumping to conclusions. Maybe one has nothing to do with the other. Because adkan lokom Rabbi Akiva hachatabin and hadar. Maybe the psul of here is the psul of hadar. An immature etrog. It's not formed yet completely. It doesn't have, it hasn't reached its full glory. As we said last night, the hadar of Avram Avinu was that he was old. So something when it's still not completely mature is not beautiful. Whereas Hatam, maybe over there at Yakiva holds, you need to have an etrog that is suited to eat. But you don't need to have an etrog that is suited to plant. And that's a completely different issue. And you could say just the opposite also. You could say, Inami, Atkan, Lokam, Rabbi Shimon, Hassam. Where we're talking about Meiser. Notice that the Torah says a funny thing. It doesn't say aser taser et kol tfuatcha. It says aser taser et kol tfuat zar echa. Why does it make it dependent in its zriya? Oh, kederach shemnei adam otzim lezriya. Over there by Meiser, where the Torah says you need to have it mature to bring fruit, so it has to be suitable for planting. Fine. So then einachinami, the etrog which is too immature now to be able to plant, and it's boser zachayim, even though you can eat it. Says Rabbi Shimon. Avalacha, but over here, what would Zriya have to do with anything? All you want to look at is it a beautiful esrog. So maybe that has nothing to do with the shear of Boser. So Avalacha Karbon and Sfirolei. The Sumo Mide, please don't even try to argue. Because this is so obvious, has nothing to do with each other, that let's not discuss it any further, because then you're just being obnoxious.
So where's
the Sulo Midi is where it's absolutely clear, I mean, it's such a dover borer, that they have nothing to do with each other. Gidlo bitfus, v'asa'o kemin bria acheres vas. They have to be, the problem of Gidlo bitfus is not that there was an artificial attempt to create a beautiful etrog. That's not a problem. If, in fact, you put a form over every etrog as it's growing, so that they all end up having a gartel and having a beautiful shape like a tower exactly the way you want them, that would be kosher. It's only if it looks like completely another species. Or my Rav Loshano can mean briachert, it's stressing that it would be dafk if it looks like another species. But if you use a tfus, even if you create a variant of etro, which is extremely rare, let's say you would use a tfus to arrange the bletlach on the etro. Not the bletlach. I mean, the ridges, the blites on the esrog, to arrange the ridges so that the ridges all go in a row of ridges,
like ruffles.
Ruffles, exactly. So here you've got, still looks like an etrog.
Yes,
it's a really, really competent etrog. Everything is fine. Rashi compares it to a water wheel. It looks like a water wheel. So now, if you make it kibriyato, it would be okay. Well, so we don't know yet what he means, Rava. I'm looking ahead, as the Gemara. Pshita. Literally Kabriyato. I mean, obviously, that's Pshita. That's what it says. No, it says Kabin Briya Cheret Nan, but not the Kabriyato. The Chiddush of Rava is Lotzricha Da Avide Dapi Dapi. It's talking about that you have the Blitot of the Etrog arranged in rows that stick out like shelves. And there, of course, if you need a picture of a water wheel, I'm sure they'll give you one.
The ridge is the water wheel, just like water wheel. With the ridge, just like
rock. Where? Kufpe Tess, that's kaput.
It is kaput, but it's there.
No, that's a lula. Kaput.
I was thinking
the next page is the water wheel. If you like,
they really do have it. You like that? So it's still an etro. I don't know. It is all about it. Looks like it. Yeah? Okay. All right, let's continue. We're going to start falling behind. So that's dapi dapi would be kashya. Itma. Etrog shenakbu akvarim. How about if mice bit into an etrog? Omarav ein ze hadar.
Why would it be different than
We'll see. That's not considered to be hadar, and it would be puzzle the whole time, according to Rav. Is that true? Rav Chanina matuba. Didn't Rav Chanina used to dip his esrog in a little bit of honey, take a bite out of it, and then make an halatilas lulav, and use the rest of his esrog? He was yotze with his esrog after he ate some of it. I mean, so apparently there's no problem of eating some of it. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. But, I mean, Rabbi Chanina, the Mishnah says beferish, if it's chaser, even kosher, it's possible. I mean, if he ate it, he must have taken something out of it. So how could he say that? No. B'shema Masisa, Rabbi Chanina, lo kasher. Kan b'yom tov rishon, kan b'yom tov sheni. So at least you guys in Johannesburg are spared the church bells. After all, you live in a normal Christian country.
They have the scene, we've got the church bells.
Right. What? How the scene? Turn around the church.
So, okay. The first day it would be puzzle. I understand. He holds it's only puzzle, not because of Hadar, but rather from Lekachtem. Lekachtem, remember, he said, Lekichat Tama. So it has to be whole. So if you take a bite out of it, it wouldn't be kosher. But that's only a did in Yom Tov Rishon, where it says Lekachtem. So on the second day, he would take a bite out of it, even more geschmack, and use the leftovers of his esrog. Boy, did they have different musagim, huh? But according to Rav, who says that the problem is Hadar. So then, if the problem is Hadar, so then that would mean that it should be possible even on Yom Tov Sheni. That's the whole pshat, because as Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah earlier, Hadar is something that relates to Zekeli Ve'anveyu. Certainly would have been going to that even the Rabbanan. And Mamela, it should be possible even on Yom Tov Sheni. So how could Rabbi Chanina eat the Esrog and the mouse can't? Answers the Gemara, Amalach HaRav, there's a big difference between mice and Rabbi Chanina. If Rabbi Chanina bites an esrog, you want the leftovers.
Right. Right.
If a mouse bites an esrog, it's me'isi. And if it's mouse, so then you can't... Oh, there you go. If it's mouse... What did you put inside this?
It's his coffee. Ribby hasn't had his coffee yet.
Good. So if it's Mose, then it's already not Roy for a mitzvah at all. That's for sure. And it's not the fact that it's Chazer that makes it now Inohad. Ike the Amri Omar Rav. Others say just the opposite. When they asked Rav what would be the din if the mice bite into it, said Rav, that's fine. Because Rabbi Chanina used to bite into it and you'd use it. So, wait a minute. What about according to Rav Chanina, what about Mishnah? Lokasha kan b'yom tov rishon, kan b'yom tov sheni. Etrog katan, Omar Rav from Bar Papa, kemachlokes kan, kach machlokes b'avanim mekur zalot. This is not a very pleasant comparison, but the same machlokas that we have about the shear of an etrog is the shear of the size of the rocks that you're allowed to take into a bathroom on Shabbos and use it for cleansing yourself. So over there, even though normally a rock is mutzah, but over here, because of Kavod Abriyah, the Chachamim were not gozer on using rocks that are suitable for cleaning. Okay, Mekur Zalot is a machlokas Rashi. Rashi learns over all over that Mekur Zalot means that they have a sharp edge, and therefore they're called a good scrape. Tosus brings rise, it can't mean that, because we find by Kisrei Adam that it mentions Mekur Zalot, and obviously for Kisrei Adam it makes no nafkamina what the edge is. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he learns that Mekur Zalot means that they're soft and they're not going to cut you. So therefore they're usable for Harisha, for Zriya, that's why they're kosher therefore kisei adam. Over here also, as a protection, you don't use sharp thing. Instead of, on the contrary, it means softer thing. In those days, you know, they packaged sharp, no chashash of softness. You know, nowadays, it's all soft. You weren't allowed to use paper. You weren't allowed to use anything that was flammable was considered to be dangerous. Not because it might burst into flames, that's only in Harry Potter, but because of kishuv. Yeah, I mean, it's a simizim. They wouldn't use any flammable material for toilet paper. Certainly toilet paper, per se, would be a terrible no-no. The time of the Gemara.
What does this mean for Harishans?
For kisei adam, it has to be right for Harishans. But anyway, but the place can bring that if everybody is naig already in paper, that is certainly no problem, even to be modern. Although I don't understand how people use it for cleaning themselves, because it doesn't clean.
I don't think we're
going
to make money selling the rockers.
You know, I was not into that one. But over there, we have the same Shiloh. We have the same shaila about what is the shear of these rocks. Rabbi Meir Omer Ke'egos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ke'beitzah, which is interesting, is exactly the same as the shear of the etrog. However, although it's an unpleasant comparison, I must remind you that going to the bathroom is a function of achen ke'adam t'mutun. It's a function of chait. If you eat man, the esrog causes defecation. In other words, if you don't eat from the eitz hadas, you don't defecate. That's the raya that a child, an infant, that hasn't yet eaten grain, doesn't have das, you're allowed to daven around their feces, because it's not considered to be saruach at all. Why? Because they're still immortal, in a sense. Because at least they haven't yet gained enough das, and that's the reality of it. The mice and diapers only become disgusting once children begin to eat, not while they're still suckling. But suckling is the man, because that was the equivalent of the chalav, and anything that wasn't good for chalav wasn't good for the man.
So. And the midah. Well,
the midah, there you go. Our framework's expert. He's been with us for years. You have no idea. He looks like he just arrived. He's been here all along. Okay, all right, so there is a reason for this comparison.
So this is that they're mutter and metaltel?
Yeah, according to Rashi, the issue over here is mukta. According to Tosfos, very interesting, Tosfos says no. Beit HaKisei is never a euphemism. Beit HaKisei means a house. So if that's the case, it must mean that you're allowed to bring it into the house. There's not a problem of mukta, it's a problem of carrying. Therefore, Tosfos learns that what it means over here is a heter of carrying from a Carmelite into an actual Rishus HaYavish. Say that, and the Kashim Shikidai Lo Ridu Dam Yikav Val. You can have a fresh one from here. Beautiful. So we said the largest could be as large enough for machlokas, whether you need to 2 in a hand to avoid the problems of dropping, or even 1 in both hands. Says Rabbi Yosef, you're making me a problem that you got to be able to hold 2 esrogim in a hand. Rabbi Akiva once came into the Beit HaKnesset. He couldn't even hold the etrog. He was holding it in his backpack, because he had a special etrog backpack. He couldn't carry it. It was so big. So obviously, it doesn't have to be 2 etrogim in a hand. Rachamim said, well, you think that's beautiful? That's mutated. It's too big. That's incredible. Etrog. Remember last year, they were sitting around this picture. An etrog was about the size of a kid. They had a kid next to the etrog. Remember that? My God, it was unbelievable. In any event, Tosis, Rashi raises the problem that that's not what Rabbi Yehuda said the problem was earlier. Rabbi Yehuda said the problem was you might drop the etrog. How all of a sudden did he get to this new idea of Ein Zehadar? That's not even his own shita. He said, Bidiavad, you would be Yotze, but he's afraid you're gonna drop it. So he's just saying, says Rashi, he doesn't mean to say that's my time. He's saying, look, you're not chayshish for my time. Okay, but don't try to bring me a riot from a case that was even worse, in which it was rejected. If you would have brought me from a case which wasn't rejected entirely, we could start analyzing what the problem is, or if there's a problem. You bring me from a case where they didn't accept this esrog for more fundamental reasons. So what are you telling me, that that's not a problem because of dropping? Sabah Josh, you're on.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
So as we saw earlier, the question of whether lulav boy agad also raises the other issue of whether that which is used to be ma'agedet alulav is by definition now one of the minim of the lulav. So that if you add to it, you just messed up your lulav. It would be the equivalent of having to fill in with five batim in it. Yeah, you can't add to it. So says Reb Yehuda, it would have to be the same species of the lulav itself. So you could use a hadasah, you could use one of the strings of the lulav, as we do.
Kashuk lacha have nothing to do with that.
No, kashuk lacha made out of lulav.
But it's not an eagle. That's called
not. Well, they tie it also. I mean, but lamais, if it's only a din in hadar, then it could be that the rabbanu would be merad. Though Tosis brings a raya earlier for me. The question of aniva, remember? Mm-hmm. Tosis brings a raya earlier, the same way that Reb Yehuda needs agad mamash, with a knot, in order to be yotze. The rabbanu who would say it's al zekei levan veil would require the same level of agida in order to have hadar. So it would mean that you do, and that's what Pibat Tzabinik is. In addition to the kashiklach, they also put through the things in the kashiklach that I've opened. Of course.
Might even be better than that.
Yeah, some say, God, I don't really think it's a problem, but some say that it's a problem.
The Mosaic Halakha did not have
Kishlach. Did not have Kishlach. Never. None of them. Right. There's a lot of old Lovin that appear in old Mosaic, but they all show the meaning tied together. Lots of Adasim, like the Temanim, of course. On the back cover.
You see the beautiful, even in a reproduction.
Yeah. Rabbi Meir Omer, I feel about the Meshichah. What's the problem? Why can't you use a rubber band? I mean, you just twine. There's no problem. Omer Rabbi Meir, Maaseh b'anshei Yerushalayim sh'yodim et ulaveihem b'gimoniyot shel zahav. They used to have these golden holders that they used for the agad. Well, what's the problem? It's gorgeous. You can tell me gold is part of the minim of the lulav. Omrulo, aha. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Not all that glitters gold.
Exactly. Underneath that gold, there was regular lulav pieces that held it together, and I covered it over for noi bi'alma. So bimino ayogdim oto milimata. Omar Rava. Rava says when Reb Yehuda said it needs to be imino, he doesn't mean it needs to be literally a branch of a lulav or the hadas. Even sieve, even the ikra the dikla. If you take the sieve, which is that cloth-like growth around the bottom of the pond, that's not a lulav, but it's the min of the lulav. All has to be the same species. Not saying fiber. It has to be fiber. Yeah, it looks like a burlap. Yeah. And even deeper the deeper, you can even shave off the wood at the bottom. That's how Rashi understands it. Shave off the wood at the bottom, so you have a thin shaving of wood, and use that to tie it with. So it's a mino. The Omar Rava might time it to review that. What's Rebuta's logic, as we saw earlier? If you will bring another min, since lulav tzarich agad, this becomes part of the essential lulav. So therefore, you now have five minim, and you passed it. The Omar Rava, mino amina la tesiv ikra the dikla mina de lulav. I'll prove to you that you can use a libra of Yehuda, even the other growths of the palm, and still view that as the same min of the lulav, and that he doesn't mean literally a kosher lulav, but you need to have a kosher lulav in order to be able to or a kosher branch or a leaf of the lulav. Because the Tanya, this is an amazing halacha. The Tanya, b'sukotishvus, what's the pshat b'sukotishvus? Sukasha kol davar, devarim meir. The Torah doesn't care what you make your sukkah out of, as long as we saw earlier, it's solid goren v'yekev. That would be fine. Rabbi Yehuda. You can only make a sukkah out of the arba minim. So if you have your roof covered with palm, then you have kosher schach. But if you have it covered with this, you have kosher schach. It's not part of a lulav. Oh, what's the limit? Vadinotein uma lulav she'in noeg b'leilot kiyamim en noeg el barba minim. Sukkah she'noeget b'leilot kiyamim en adin shelotei el barba minim. If the Torah is marked on the mitzvah of lulav, it's not as chomer because it's only during daytime. Nonetheless, it limits it to these specific species. So sukkah, which you have to sleep in, they're all there. So then, for sure, it's going to be mechayev you only with these arbat minim. Amrulok, come on, man. Kol din shata dan tchilatolach mevetzafolach el enodin. If you end up creating a situation because of supposedly a kal v'chomer to make something, because you can't tell me this is kal or chamur, the question of which minim you use. Because lemaisa, what you're saying is that if you have a sukkah out of normal psalmist goren v'yekev, which obviously he doesn't touch that drush, so then it's not a sukkah, just go eat in your house. So basically you're telling people that don't have the arba minim, there's no chiyav of a sukkah. So lo matzar bat minim, ye yoshevu batel, ha-torah amra b'sukkot teshu shivat yamim, sukkah shel kol davar. You you have a right to change the sukkah shekol davar, which is a simple meaning of the pasuk, to create a situation where that's not called a sukkah. That's really not considered to be a chumrah. Thank you. Okay, and we'll see further rayas from Tanakh tomorrow.
Oh, that's it, just like that?
Yes, like that.
Pleasure to have you.
Mazara. Kazar. Nizdak nikev Nznekev mefulash b'mashu, sheni mefulash b'kiyisr. Boy, Rava. Nol dube to aksimane trefama. I can be barely. Niklav, Tanina. Nistak, Tanina. In nikev. What did I do? Nistak, Tanina. Inikev Tanina, Kikami Bay, Lake Yula, Omrebiokan, Reyesh Nishpaka Kiton Kshira, Vyoma Rava, who the kind of simpuna. Oh, look, you might simpuna, that's trefas, Achamai. Dilma Hasim, Adullah Shalad Bavira, Adabaria, Avalaka, the Shalad Bavira, in the end it's going to be Srikimasraka, this possible. Oh, Dilmashna, Tashma, Etrotafuaksa, Ruaka, Vushaluk, Kushi, Lavan, Minumar, Pasu, Etrokikadur, Pasu, Vyeshomrim, Afatium. Etro Gaboser, Rabbi Akiva Pasev Chachomim Achshirim, Gidlo B'tfus, Vasokim in Birya Acheret, Pasu. But anyway, Katoni Tafuach Soruach, my love Tafuach Mibachut, Soruach Mibifnim, so that if it's Nishpach Kikiton, it's Pasu. Lo, Idivini Mibachut, Lo Kasha. Ha de Tafach, Hafa Gavdelo, Sarach, Ota Sarach, Hafa Gavdelo, Tafach. But maybe internally there's never a Pagam. Oh, Mama. Etro kushi pasul, vatanya kushi kasher, domela kushi pasul, omrabe ki itlan ami masisin, domela kushi itlan. Rova malo kasher, alan vahalahu. Etro gabosar, Rabbi Akiva posev, rachomi machshirim. Omar rabba, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, amru davacha. Rabbi Akiva adi amor, Rabbi Shimon maid itnan. Rabbi Shimon poterat etro gimba kotnan. Omar abaya, who says there's any connection? Domeloi. At kalok omar Rabbi Akiva akadev, to be inan hadar valeka. אבל הטם כרבון אין סביר עלי. אינמי, עד כאן לא קם רבי שמעון הטם, אלא דכתיב אסר תעשר כל תבואת זרעך, כדרך שבני אדם מוצאים זריעה, אבל לא כרבון אין סביר עלי. ותו לא מילי. גידלו בדפוס, ויעשהו כמין בריאה אחרת, פסול. אמר רבא, לא שענו אלא כמין בריאה אחרת, אבל כבריאתו כאשר. Hey, רבא, I also know how to read. פשיטה, כמין בריאה אחרת, דן. Now I mean, לא צריך להביא לדפי דפי. איתמה, אתרוק שנקבו לאכברים, אמר רב, אין זה הדר, אין עבר בחנינה, מטפל בו ונפיק בו. רב חנינה קשר מסיס? לא, בצניס, רב חנינה לא קשר. קם ביום תבריש, קם ביום תשני. אבל רב קליימת את זה עד הדר, זה קשר. אמר לכל רב, שייני אכברים, זה מאיסי. איקר יאמרי, אמר רב, אה, זה הדר, רב חנינה מטפל בו ונפיק בו. אילו רבי חנינה קשר מסיס, לא קשר קם ביום תבריש, קם ביום תשני. אתרוק קטן. אומר רב פרם בר פופה כמחלוקת כאן, כך מחלוקת באבנים מקורזלות. דתניא בשבת שלושה אבנים מקורזלות מותר להכניס לבית הכיסא. וכמה שיעורן, רבי מאיר אומר כאגוז, רבי יהודה אומר כביצה. ובגדול כדי שיאחז, תניא אומר רבי יוסי, מעשה ברבי עקיבא, שבא לבית הכנסת ואת רוגו הכתפו. אמר לו רבי יהודה, what, משם ראיה? אף הם אמרו לו, אין זה הדר? אין עוקדים את הלולב אלא במינו דיבר רבי יהודה, רבי מאיר אומר אפילו בחוט במשיכה. Some don't have the word בחוט, because החוט is a משיכה. Mm-hmm. Or some have בחוט של משיכה. אומר רבי מאיר, מעשה באנשי ירושלים שהיו עוקדים את הלוביהם בגימוניות של זהב. אמרו לו, yeah, sure, but במינו היו עוקדים אותו מלמטה. אומר רב, אפילו בסיב, אפילו ביקרו דדיק, לא אומר, מי טיים דרידה, כסוף הלולב צריך אגד, ומיית המינה האחרינה וחמשת מיני. ויאמר רב, מינה, מינה לה דסיב, ביקרו דדיק, וסטול קוד מינה דלולבה, דתיאני בסוכות תשב ושבעת ימים. So, סוכה של כל דבר, דברי רבי מאיר, רבי יהודה אומר, לא, אין סוכה נוהגת על הברבה מינים שבלולב, ועדין נותן, ומה לולב שאין נוהג בלילות כבימים, אינו נוהג אלא בארת מינים, סוכה שנגד בלילות כבימים, אינו נוהג שלא תהיה אלא בארבעת מינים. אומר לו, כל דין שאתה דן, תחילתו להחמיר וסופו להקל, אינו דין, לא מצא ארבעת מינים, יהי יושב ובטל. I feel bad, but... As we stop in the middle, but we'll finish tomorrow. No, I'm saying.
Things should be nikav.
Nikav, yeah.
Should be
nikav. No, sorry. Yeah.